This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion-friendly members of the U.S. Senate used filibuster to block a bill that would make a permanent end to federal funding of abortion. Nevertheless, Senator Lindsey Graham filed the next bill to ban abortion after 20 weeks over the documented pain, both felt and perceived, by children aborted. Judge William Orrick told attorneys for David DeLayden that things may turn out well in court for the undercover investigator who blew the whistle on the brisk commerce in abortion specimens. His videos have been blocked by a court order after Planned Parenthood sued DeLayden and his Center for Medical Progress. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not, if we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics, assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both human souls and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. As America approaches the March for Life in Washington, D.C., undeniable evidence in the public square is mounting, giving witness to the humanity, the personhood of the unborn, and the horror of abortion. A child was conceived and tragically implanted in the fallopian tube in what is known as an ectopic pregnancy. The child unavoidably died, but not before an 8-second video immortalized that child as a living human being. And the story of Abby Johnson is coming to the big screen this spring. The film documents exactly what drove Johnson from the abortion industry. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.